Hi, this is Tony Gorman here, and we're speaking with Alice Rooney about the Wrangell Garden Tour that is going to be taking place this weekend. Tell us a little bit about the Wrangell Garden Tour.
Well, with the Community Garden Project, one of the most effective ways to get people excited about growing more vegetables and flowers in their yards is to see what other people have accomplished, to see what's possible in Wrangell. So we set up the idea of having a garden tour to see some of the local gardens and see what people have accomplished.
And what all will be there exactly, and who's all involved?
Well, Cindy Martin and I worked to select six local people who have gardens, a diversity of situations. And these are people who have said, sure, this is a good time of year to come visit my garden and see what I have. So we have everything from looking at a greenhouse gardening, to gardening on the beach, to flower gardens, to vegetable gardens, to composting. Different elements of gardening are represented in our six different sites.
Now, is this the first time you've done the Wrangell Garden Tour?
Absolutely, the first time.
Okay. And how many people do you expect to show up at this event?
We have no idea. This is a completely open time. The list of the names of the six homes is posted on flyers in different places around town. Or people can start at my house, and I live next door to Klondike Bike. They can get a map there with a list and a map of how to find the six homes.
How much funding went into this actual project?
Well, this particular part of the project is fairly cost-effective. We really we have a couple of minor costs that we'll be asking for some reimbursement for, but basically, this is just a chance to volunteer. The people are volunteering their time to put this on, and it's opening the garden to people to come visit. There's not a tour per se. They can just start at garden number one and look at the map and decide to go to several or all of the others. Just visit it at their leisure during that time between 10 and 12.
Will there be any more events like this throughout the rest of the summer, going into the fall, and maybe next year as well?
Absolutely. Given if this is a successful format, we have several people who say, maybe come to my garden in September because then I will have, my crops will be looking good, or I'll be putting my garden to rest, or different things that they might show at that time of year. In the springtime, it would be a chance to see how people prepare their soil and get things started. So this may be an ongoing process.
Okay, Alice. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about this event?
I'm just really impressed with the enthusiasm that people are showing for the Community Garden Project. It's going to be exciting. I know this has been a fabulous year for growing things that don't normally grow in Wrangell, so it's a shot in the arm. And I'm just hoping that climate change is upon us to the good, in fact, in terms of having more sunshine here. But even if we don't, we could still have a lot of fun with our growing things.
All right, that's Alice Rooney, and she's just talked to us about the Wrangell Garden Tour, which will go on this Saturday, August 8th, from 10 a.m. to noon. And you can just start at her place, which is right next to Klondike Bikes, and there's maps of gardens there. And the event is sponsored by the Community Garden Project. Thanks, Alice.